93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And George Witczek is in the studio with us. And George, I know that your claim to fame is more than just this, but for today, your claim to fame is the fact that you were at the Charlie Sheen show in Chicago.
That's right, Mary Lynn.
Well, welcome to the show. I think I'm excited, but yet also scared to ask you about this show. First of all, thanks to our friend Gary O'Brien, who will join us Thursday to talk about anything and everything American Idol. Mm-hmm. Now, he introduced us to you and let us know that you were going to be at the show. How do you and Gary know each other?
He's a great guy. He's the marketing director in the College of Aces, where I'm a student in the College of Aces. And I was just passing him in the hall the other day, telling him I was going to see Charlie Sheen's Violent Torpedo Truth. Defeat is not an option. And he called me up the next day and said, I need to get you on this radio talk show.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming on, and thanks to Gary O'Brien for arranging this. Now, first of all, when you heard what went down in Detroit, with all the booing and people walking out, were you questioning the amount of money you spent to get your tickets?
I was. I mean, the reviews came out. My friends and my family who wanted to disown me for even going to see the show were telling me how bad Detroit was and how awful it was and asked me if I was actually still going to go.
Right.
But then the rumor started to spread that he was going to revamp it. He had about a five-hour ride from Detroit to Chicago, and he's going to do a whole different show, and that's what he came up with.
Because it was it 2 days or 1 day after the Detroit show?
It was just 1 day.
Okay, yep. So it was a 1 day turnaround. What made you want to get a ticket to the show anyway?
Mary Lynn, everyone needs an idol.
Oh, man.
Charlie Sheen's your idol?
He's one of them. He's one of them.
Okay.
I haven't watched Two and a Half Men that much, but it's this whole idea of he came on and he like challenged social norms and he did something we haven't seen before. And, you know, you hear all this bad media all the time. Who knows what's going on in the rest of the world? And here was just something I could kind of grab onto, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed what he was doing. It was a brilliant marketing idea. I mean, he's going to make a lot of money off this tour, and who knows what happens with CBS and Warner Brothers, but it was really, it's been a phenomenal idea, and he's really got his name out there. And I'll tell you, someone's going to grab him and come up, some director, some writer, and come up with some great scheme to make him even some more money. So,
well, and you know, I've enjoyed Charlie Sheen's characters on TV, Spin City, he's a big fan. I love the show Two and a Half Men, so I've been really bummed that, you know, we aren't getting any new episodes and things like that. So I've admired him in that way. But then when he started, weren't you worried about him at first when it seemed like he was just going to lose it and go mad and OD and die?
Yeah, it's a pretty scary thing. I mean, the fact that we kind of find humor out of all of this, but
yeah.
They say he's still got his problems, but they say he's off of whatever he was doing and he did the drug tests and things like that.
Yeah.
Who knows if they're true? But I think I'm going to more look at his studio atmosphere and not maybe his personal life.
Okay.
So that's what I've chosen.
Okay.
Who knows if they're true? He's got the Torpedo of Truth. Of course
that's
it's
right.
True.
I mean, what a title. Torpedo of Truth. Defeat is not an option.
I've got to post a picture on our Facebook page sometime as soon as I can of the picture of George here holding his program. How much was the program?
Do you want to say? It was $20. So.
That's not terrible.
Be 50.
It's a pretty nice looking program when you thumb through it. There's a lot of, you know, nice, big, beautiful pictures and things like that. And it's so funny because you were saying your family, everybody was kind of ripping on you for getting tickets to go to this show. And now you're on the radio. Everybody's wanting to talk to you. And so you are
winning. I think it's pretty clear.
George is winning.
I think it's pretty clear.
Okay, so you get to Chicago. Outside the theater, what was the atmosphere like?
Media frenzy. I mean, there were so many cameras. The Chicago theater is right across from ABC 7 News. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the cameras were just everywhere in everyone's faces. Everyone was out there just wanting to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of people around the crowd. We hung out outside because everyone wanted to see, you know, who's coming into this place? Is it going to sell out? Are there scalpers around? And there was a lot going on. A lot of interesting dressed people wearing tiger stuff or tiger blood.
Gosh. Okay.
And
all right.
Just winning shirts. A handful of girls had matching shirts that just all spelled out winning. I mean, there was just a lot of going on. Yeah.
Okay, so the Charlie Sheen brand was everywhere.
Everywhere.
And so when you got in, I mean, was it sold out?
It was sold out. It was a packed place. I remember the usher was walking us to our seats, and she talked how she was a huge fan of Charlie Sheen's, how she met him earlier backstage.
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting. I had been around so many people who were kind of against him to actually go into this theater of people who love him.
Yeah.
And just, I finally sounded normal for once. And he kind of did too. And that's hard to believe that Charlie Sheen could sound normal.
Okay, now we have a call that we need to take, George.
Great.
This is your dad.
Oh, dear God.
Hey, George, I got a question. You know what? You said you went because everyone needs an idol. I thought I was your idol, dude. Now, how did this all change in just a few years? Is that champagne making you like this, or what is happening down there in that town?
Wow, this is throwing me off a little bit. Grant Luchuk is my idol, everybody.
Now we're talking.
I'm not going to go there.
Your son's face is red right now, so.
You know what? I love to do that to George because he's, you know, a great kid, and he's doing great right now on the radio station, if I can say that thing. But I do like to keep him grounded and embarrass him. And if he's so into winning, why was he at the Cubs opener?
Ooh.
And how is he a Cubs fan if you're so into winning?
Because I went for your 54th birthday.
Ah, there we go. I knew it was a reason.
He just wants me to say happy birthday in there, and I'm not going to do it.
Come on. One more time. It was only 3 days ago, 4 days, five, whatever it was. I'm still living on that birthday.
Is this going to disconnect soon? What's going on here?
I
haven't talked to him in 20 years.
Wow. It's a reunion.
Charlie
Sheen has brought these two together.
There you go.
Funk it.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'll let you guys go.
Okay.
Have fun, George.
Appreciate it.
Bye, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Oh, hey, you got your first radio fan there.
Can you warn me of that next time, please? You have not met my father.
That was good.
Let's just say he lives for Dad's weekend at U of I.
There you go.
Heck, who can blame him? So you're at the show. Everybody's excited. The lights come down. And now, did he have a comedian again open, or did he just come out?
Right. So the reviews in Detroit were terrible, and it all started out with a comedian who started off the show, warmed everybody up. And apparently the comedian was brutal.
Right.
And then Charlie just came out and was showing clips from his, you know, 2020, CNN, Piers Morgan, and people just wanted to hear him speak.
Right.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
And it was a total flop. So he just revamped it, and it was more of an interview. It was him and one guy and a table, and the guy just asked him questions back and forth.
Okay.
And, you know, Charlie's answering them, but as you can imagine, going on just strange tangents, like, and you're just like, what is he talking about, you know? And half the time it was hilarious, half the time you're trying to figure out what he said, and then some of the times you're like, where's he going with this?
Yeah.
So you definitely had a little bit of everything. I thought Charlie he did a great job. Now, the interviewer was brutal. I mean, he was trying to, like, tame Charlie, you know, bring it back, where the crowd, I mean, they love the guy because he's all over the place. Right?
Yeah, that's where I get lost. I need to have some sense of where we're going, and he just goes on a tangent, but for you that's what's appealing.
That's what the audience wanted to see. So this interviewer was trying to bring him back, and a few times the interviewer got booed because Charlie would just have these great rants that's why we paid the money to see it.
Right.
And then I guess the other thing, he extended the show. It was more about an hour and a half.
Okay.
To about an hour 45, where the other show was only 70 minutes.
So. And nobody walked out? I mean, was it still packed at the end?
Well, the show started off with a poem about effing Detroit. And if I could put that as best as possible.
That's good. He
wrote, that was the entire poem that he wrote about it. And then the entire crowd started chanting, Detroit sucks, for a good 5 minutes.
Well, that's good. That's a good way to bring the Chicagoans together.
Know, yeah, the Lions and the Bears.
Who likes Detroit?
Oh, yeah.
Sports.
It's all good.
So the fact that it started off that way, nobody walked out, and then I guess the first 5 minutes had to do with a guy, a very large man, yelling, take your shirt off, to Charlie. And he said, Charlie responded with, you take your shirt off. And so the whole show, Charlie wore this extremely large shirt just sitting up front while the big gentleman just sat there without a shirt on for all 90 minutes.
So the guy took his shirt off, and then Charlie Sheen put his shirt on over his.
Right. And it was, no, he took off, then Charlie took his shirt off, threw the big one on, and wore that the rest of the show. So it was very audience interactive.
Okay.
You know, he was always reaching out to the crowd. He wanted to know what we had to say. And so it was a cool way to bring the audience together and kind of get us maybe a better feel of Charlie.
Huh. All right, well, hang on a second. We're going to get your Connect FM three-day forecast from the National Weather Service in.
Sunny today as you get out and vote. Make sure you stop by your polling place before 7 tonight when we get some clouds and a low 41, high 65 tomorrow, partly sunny to begin with, and more clouds Wednesday night, low 46. A 50% chance of showers with breezy conditions Thursday and a high 66. Currently 50 with the winds out of the west-northwest at 30 mile an hour. Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
We're talking with George Witczek, if you're just tuning in. And George was at the Charlie Sheen show on in Chicago on Sunday night. And from what you're sounding, I mean, it sounds like he's back on track and he's going to do well. Because after the Detroit show, people were predicting he'd have to cancel and, and all of that.
He has a total of 20 shows, and that was only show number one. But I believe Chicago is his biggest city.
Yeah.
So he really revamped, and it's going to be interesting to see if he continues to change it, even if it works or it doesn't, throughout the whole tour, just to keep people on their toes, I guess.
Yeah. So would you go to another show?
I don't know if I would go to another show, but it was well worth the experience. You know, I was sitting around, you know, for Charlie Sheen's standards, very normal people, where I really expected maybe even a really crazy crowd. I mean, I had two exchange students from U of I sitting right behind me from Australia and England. And I go, what are you guys doing here? They're only here for like 6 months for a semester. And the Australian goes, my sister called me up because apparently Two and a Half Men is huge in Australia.
Oh, really?
And she says, I have to go. I have to go. So, you know, I guess that's how they made their way up to the show. But I had people dressed up in nice blazers. And you had a little bit of mix of everything. But for Charlie's standards, it was a pretty normal crowd.
Now, did you have your own goddesses with you at the show?
Actually, I've been trying to use that as a pickup line at the bars, and it hasn't been working.
Sorry, George.
As you can imagine.
It's not winning for you.
I thought it would work. But
how about something on the Torpedo Truth line? Maybe you try that next time.
You think?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of lines.
Well, because in your program there, you've got Charlie Sheen's quotes, right? The list of his 20 best quotes.
Okay.
And so maybe you could use one of those.
Yeah, sure.
What's your favorite in there?
Well, I actually got to pull one from the show. They go, the interviewer goes, tell me about your love triangle. And Charlie responds with, what's there to tell? We all took geometry, 3 points, and I'm at the top.
Oh, my God.
It's just like you sit back and you go, he's a real person. It's just a pull from his show. But he's had quite the quotes over the past, I would say, month.
Yeah. Well, and they,
he does have a tattoo there that says winning on his wrist now.
After about the first 2 weeks of interviews, he got winning tattooed right on his wrist. And I think that's just the beginning. Can't is the cancer of happen. Another famous line. So
okay.
So anything else before, you know, what was your favorite part? What was your least favorite part?
You know, I kind of already touched on it. The interviewer trying to tame him.
Okay.
You know, I really wanted to just hear some crazy maybe stories from his past. And he kind of got into that. You know, the interviewer kind of asked the first time he did some crazy things, and they definitely went into that. But I would say my favorite part is just how he really kind of would go up to the crowd and start shaking their hands, and he wanted to be there for the crowd. And I think they actually tried to end it early, and he said, no, I'm not done yet. I have more to talk about. And so that's, I think, why it lasted so long. He was really there for Chicago. And making fun of Detroit the whole time was also a lot of fun.
As a bonus, right? And made it well worth the money.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your experience, George.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've been a delight to talk with, and your energy about it is pretty exciting.
I was just thinking, after his tour, Katie Couric is wrapping things up on June 4th. Wouldn't it be interesting for him to sit in her seat and do the CBS News?
Well, I actually thought
Charlie Sheen, of course.
I mean, I thought this was my start.
You can't have a talk show because if you do, your dad's going to want to be your co-host.
This is true. No one
so
wants that.
You better be careful. There you go.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, George. It's been a delight. And it's 142 on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.